Good morning and welcome to our service this morning. It's lovely to have you. Thank you so much for coming. Do follow along with the service sheet, which you can download, I hope you have, from our website. The Lord be with you and also with you. Alleluia. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. I invite you now to bring to God anything you'd like to say sorry for. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to eternal life. We now say together the words of the Gloria. Glory to God in the highest, and peace to his people on earth. Lord God, Heavenly King, Almighty God and Father, we worship you. We give you thanks. We praise you for your glory. Lord Jesus Christ, only Son of the Father. Lord God, Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Have mercy on us. You are seated at the right hand of the Father. Receive our prayer. For you alone are the Holy One. You alone are the Lord. You alone are the Most High, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, in the glory of God the Father. Amen. So our reading today is taken from the Gospel of John, beginning Chapter 10 at verse 1. I tell you the truth, the man who does not enter the sheep pen by the gate but climbs in by some other way is a thief and a robber. The man who enters by the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The watchman opens the gate for him and the sheep listen to his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes on ahead of them and his sheep follow him because they know his voice. But they will never follow a stranger. In fact, they will run away from him because they do not recognize a stranger's voice. Jesus used this figure of speech, but they did not understand what he was telling them. Therefore, Jesus said again, I tell you the truth, I am the gate for the sheep. All who ever come before me were thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved. He will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief only comes to kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. Well, it's an extraordinary reading, isn't it? We are just blessed, I think, with this reading today. This is a shorter speech. If you want a slightly longer version, why not go onto our website? You can listen on the audio to a longer version of the sermon today. The problem, maybe for us, with this reading is we don't like the idea of being sheep. They have very negative connotations in our modern world, the idea of sheep being mindless and simply following blindly, doing whatever the leader says. Maybe we'd rather be creatures if we had to be, that had much more independence. But actually, the older I get, the more I realise I'm just quite happy to be a sheep. I need someone who I can really trust to lead me. I need someone to protect me. I need someone to be there. And so I'm quite happy. And of course, this modern image of sheep is a bit silly, really, because shepherds will tell you, and they have told me, that every sheep is an individual, although they all look quite similar to us. The shepherd is the hero of the village. Without the shepherd, people would go very poor. You needed the shepherd to protect the sheep. And they were a valuable asset. You know, when you were a poor family, you needed your livestock, you needed them to be safe. They never follow a stranger. That's the thing about them. These sheep know the shepherd. They know exactly the shepherd's voice. And I find that a very, very lovely image, that the voice of the shepherd is so comforting. What does that mean to us? The shepherd is comforting to us as well. We may not hear an audible voice from God, that's very possible. But the deepest stirrings and longings of our heart, that's the voice of God speaking to us. I mean, maybe everyone's had some time like that, when you suddenly feel there's something more than yourself. You suddenly have a prompting that the world is a magnificent and wonderful place. Maybe you have a prompting to do something for someone else where there's no gain in it for you. These are all the shepherd whispering into our souls. The offer, of course, is for a full life, a life that's full of love and joy. And that's a really, really glorious offer, isn't it? It's one that I took up. There are many things that I miss, but you know, I'd never, never exchange it, because I know that there's a fullness of life that comes with following God that there isn't anywhere else. And I encourage you, just stay with the faith in these difficult times and know that Jesus, our shepherd, will never let you go. Amen. So we're going to now profess our faith, and these are the words. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made, for us and for our salvation. He came down from heaven, was incarnate from the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and was made man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy, Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Let's pray. Father, today we pray a prayer of great thanks for all those shepherds in our society, the people who are looking after us, the people who are in the hospitals and everywhere else, just sacrificially making sure that we stay as safe as possible. We pray for our government. We pray thanks for our Queen. We are so grateful for her leadership and the royal family in this time of crisis. And we pray today for teachers and lawyers and social workers and drivers and all the people who make up this rich tapestry of a society that we live in and that we cherish. Amen. If you're there with someone, then we're going to share the peace, share it with them. If you're on your own or there are other people, maybe just bring them to mind and we will share the peace. When Jesus came, he brought the peace of the Lord. The peace of the Lord be always with you and also with you. So, friends, we join together now in the Eucharistic prayer. I'll say all the words, but if you can say the words in bold, that will be good. The Lord be with you, and also with you. Lift up your hearts. We lift them to the Lord. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right to give thanks and praise. Father, you made the world and love your creation. You gave your Son, Jesus Christ, to be our Saviour. His dying and rising have set us free from sin and death. And so we gladly thank you, with saints and angels praising you and saying, Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. We praise and we bless you, loving Father, through Jesus Christ, our risen Lord. And as we obey his command, send your Holy Spirit that broken bread and wine outpoured may be for us the body and blood of your dear Son. On the night before he died, he had supper with his friends and, taking bread, he praised you. He broke the bread, gave it to them and said, Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. When supper was ended, he took the cup of wine again. He praised you, gave it to them and said, Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. So, Father, we remember all that Jesus did. We plead with confidence his sacrifice, made once for all upon the cross, bringing before you the bread of life and cup of salvation, we proclaim his death until he comes again in glory. Great is the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. So, Lord of all life, help us to work together for that day when your kingdom comes and justice and mercy will be seen in all the earth. Look with favour on your people. Gather us in your loving arms and bring us with all the saints to feast at your table in heaven. Through Christ and with Christ and in Christ, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honour and glory are yours, O loving Father, for ever and ever. Amen. We are called children of God, and by baptism that is indeed what we have become, and so we have the courage to pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. We break this bread to share in the body of Christ. Though we are many, we are one body, because we all share in one bread. Jesus is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Blessed are those who are called to his supper. Christ, the Passover, was sacrificed for us. Blessed are we indeed. Amen. And so we pray together. Almighty God, we thank you for feeding us with the body and blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him we offer you our souls and bodies to be a living sacrifice. Send us out in the power of your Spirit to live and work to your praise and glory. Amen. So friends, thank you so much for joining us. If you need me, if you want me to ring you and pray with you, just look on the website, you'll find my number. You'd be very welcome. Finally, a blessing. The God of peace, who brought Jesus, the great shepherd, back from the dead through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work and pleasing in his sight. And may Almighty God bless you, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen. My dear brothers and sisters, go in the peace of Christ. Alleluia, alleluia. Thanks be to God. Alleluia, alleluia.